Let's show them, Sandy. That's what I'm talking about. People always ask, when can I eat this? What can I eat? How's it feel? So today, we're going to be talking about eating with dental implants.
And we'll talk about some struggles we've had along the way.
So friends, we're going to get started. Sandy, what was eating like before you had your dental implants?
It was a very scary proposition. You had to be careful about what you ate, how you ate it, and where you ate it, whether your friends would see you or not, or whether you could get away with it. Most of my eating, serious eating, was done in secret, at home alone.
In private, huh?
Yeah.
Eating for me, I didn't really have a problem eating. I had a problem breaking the food down, which is horrible for your digestive system and your health and everything like that. Whenever I really stopped kicking the can down the road, I was at a banquet and I was at the head table and I was trying to eat a banquet steak. And I love steak. I love steak a lot, as I'm sure you do.
Yes.
So I went to chew this steak and all the people were looking up there and I had the choice of either we're going to spit it out, or I'm going to have to swallow this thing, not chewed very well, and choke. And then all I could imagine was myself on the floor, somebody, you know, giving me CPR and stuff. So eating before dental implants, it had its scary moments that no person should really have to live with.
That's true. That's very true.
So Sandy, now that you've had your dental implants, what was your hope in how your eating would change?
To be able to actually eat in front of my family and friends. To be able to sit down and have a meal with family and not take teeny tiny bites.
I was right there with you. Taking the small bites. The small bites that you could actually break down, hoping, knowing that you weren't going to have to swallow it whole, the pain that it causes, because it's very painful.
Yes.
You know, and people looking at you and watching you and you being embarrassed. You bring up a great point on that. Before I got the implants, that was one of my biggest fears, was that I was gonna choke. Or think about what you're gonna eat, what you're gonna order.
Yes.
At a restaurant. Yes. You know, and I was hoping that once I got dental implants, those things would change. But prior to getting your implants and you were waiting and you think about things, tons of things, as I'm sure you did, as most people do, as the people watching us on this podcast, they probably have these same concerns. Were you concerned that they would actually be functional once you got them?
I wasn't sure exactly what to expect. Can I eat? What can I eat? When can I eat it? Those were thoughts. The actual process of doing that eating never occurred to me until after the surgery and once the implants were put in. And you suddenly realize you have to learn to eat again.
Right. One of my fears was, whopping if it doesn't work, and then I don't have what I had, how am I going to eat anything? You know, so that was a big concern of mine prior to getting the surgery done. Then it was surgery day. When did you have your surgery done?
I had my surgery actually done September the 17th.
And today is
February 20th.
February
20th.
So not too long ago.
Correct.
What day did you actually get your permanent teeth?
September the 18th.
That just happens to be my birthday, Sandy.
Oh, well, I'm belated happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And happy teeth day to you, obviously. So we share something. And so you got your teeth within 24 hours.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe they could actually do it in 24 hours.
And at that 24-hour mark, you had to have been thinking, what can I eat?
Yes.
Among other things, of course. But you had to have been thinking, what can I eat? Because we have to have food. It's part of survival. Nutritious food, especially. How we break down and process the food affects our whole body.
Yes.
It affects us mentally. emotionally, physically, the whole bit.
Yes.
Now you had your teeth in 24 hours, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure we got that correct for everybody out there. You were thinking about, now what can I eat?
I was so grateful that Nuvia managed to tell me that I could have all the ice cream I wanted. It was heaven.
So you liked ice cream?
Oh, you know it.
What's your favorite ice cream, Sandy?
Neapolitan. I like my strawberry, my chocolate, and my vanilla all together.
That's the one with the three different ones, huh? When did you first eat ice cream after your surgery?
Oh, probably a good 8 hours later. I was resting up from the surgery, so as soon as my eyes popped open and my tummy went, hey, we're empty.
Sandy, you didn't waste any time getting right to it.
Oh, I've been waiting a long time.
Holy smoke.
Because of the surgery, of course, you have all the swelling in your gums. Mm-hmm. And so the ice cream was very soothing.
Very soothing.
So I, you know, that gave you a good excuse to eat more.
Kind of like an inside ice pack.
That's exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. So it was wonderful.
Okay. But you got to survive on more than ice cream. Okay. I know it's only 8 hours afterwards. So what was your plan for other nutritious foods?
Well, thank goodness, I was in a hotel where I had a little refrigerator, so I had brought food with me. And when I say food, it was liquid mostly. I had several drinks, protein drinks, so they went down very nice and tasted well. Thank goodness with having Nuvia implants, you still can taste food.
Correct.
When I was considering that versus having dentures done, dentures do not give you the full range of taste in your mouth.
Due to the fact that they cover a lot of your palate and
correct.
Stuff.
Correct. Correct. So it was great to be able to actually taste things now. And again, I brought a lot of soft foods, puddings, applesauce, things that I wouldn't have to chew because I didn't want to mess up anything until it had all settled in. So I came prepared.
Being prepared is extremely important. So a lot of people that get this done, and I don't know if you had this preconceived notion, they think it's all liquid.
Oh, no.
You know?
Yeah.
But you could actually eat other things besides liquid.
Yes. And after I got back home the following week, I was able to have a Frito pie. Now, being native Texans, we know Frito pies are important to our diet.
So how many days you think this was in past your surgery?
Probably a week, but I learned to take the Fritos and actually mix them in with the chili so they were soft.
So they were soft.
So you actually got the taste of a regular Frito pie without having to worry about the crunchiness.
Well, that's remarkable. So I want to know this. How many times did you bite your lip?
Oh, my gosh. The first 5 days, that's all I did was bite the inside
was
of my
bite
lip.
The inside of your mouth. So,
and I know it sounds like a terrible thing, but your whole body is trying to understand that it now has teeth in your mouth.
Correct.
And that they have your lips have to make room for these things.
And you're already swollen.
Yes.
So, but the great thing is you didn't have to drink your food. You could actually have some soft food.
True.
So once you got to, you went back for a 2 week appointment.
Yes, sir.
And they re-examined you and everything. And this whole time you'd been eating probably, you know, Frito pie and of course the energy drinks because you need to have protein and everything. Once you did your 2 week appointment, how did your diet change as far as the type of food that you could eat?
It changed very quickly and really nicely. But my real truth is that I was a little tentative at first. You know, I don't want to do anything to mess up these beautiful new teeth I have.
Well, your investment, it's an investment. So you're still on a soft food diet after that, but your soft food probably changed some because the swelling went down, correct?
Yes, and the dentist that I had there at Nuvia had told me that I could have a sandwich as long as I cut it up into smaller bites. That was wonderful. I can't even tell you the last time I was able to have a real sandwich. And so it was easy to eat because they gave me instructions that I could eat most anything I wanted as long as I made smaller bites for it.
So they were there for you with the instructions and things that you needed so you didn't feel like you were out there alone.
Absolutely.
You know, I was telling somebody earlier, I said, if I would have had the kind of thing that we're doing right now, the back and forth banter of information about dental implants, information about what you can eat, what to expect, how it feels, those kinds of things. If I would have had this in 2018, whenever I started looking, I probably would have never came to Nuvia because nobody was concerned about your fears, your anxiety, those things.
That's true.
Nobody, it wasn't about what I could eat. It was about, this is what we're going to do, and this is how much it's going to cost you.
Yes.
You know, and there's way more to this
Absolutely.
Than those two things. And so luckily, with what we're doing, discussing other aspects of dental implants besides this is what we're doing and this is what's going to cost you, it helps people.
Absolutely.
It makes people realize I'm not going to have to drink watered down croutons for my meal. So you're past 2 weeks and you're eating different food, but it's still soft, correct?
Mostly still soft. Recommendation was that we wait, 4 months before we started having another steak.
And you did wait Yes. 4 months.
Yes.
We've both lived here in Texas.
Yes.
And we both know Texans like steak.
Oh, yes.
4 months is nothing.
Oh, true.
4 months is nothing in the big scheme of things.
Absolutely.
But in between that time, you can have fish. You can have macaroni and cheese, pasta, a meatloaf.
Yes.
Meatloaf is always great.
Yes.
Things like that it's not water. It's soft food that you can actually enjoy.
It's actually surprising how many things you really can eat.
So in eating those, did it take you a while to get used to how your teeth felt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's...
I love that smile. Whenever I'm asking you that and you got that big smile, that does a lot.
Learning when you don't have teeth,
right.
You learn to work around things. When you finally have this beautiful set of teeth and you can take a bite and you can taste it, but you have to learn to chew again.
Mm-hmm.
That's something nobody ever said to me before.
That nobody told you.
Nobody
Correct.
Told me. And you go, well, you would think you just normally remember that. But you've trained yourself not to eat and not to chew in certain ways. And now you have a full set of teeth that you can just chew away. And they are sharp and they are pretty and they do the job.
You know, the thing that I can say is whenever I got past my 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
It's not that they felt awkward or anything. They didn't feel like they weren't my teeth, but I had to learn how to use them again.
Yes.
Because on mine, I grinded my teeth. A lot of people have that issue. I grinded my teeth so my teeth were very short. So I had to learn spatial recognition and everything. So in my brain was like, it's like a computer and it's trying to download that software, or in this case, hardware. So I really had to learn how to use the teeth again.
Yes.
And it didn't take me very long, but I did, there is a little curve in there, as you well know.
Absolutely.
So.
And one of the things, when you start that learning process, it surprises you that you can do this again. That, hey, remember when you were a kid, you were told you had to chew everything 20 times? Well, you now realize that you still need to do that, but now you can do it.
Sandy, I hadn't thought about that in a long time. I think whenever I was a kid, I would count, how many times I would chew something, but that's pretty funny. Sometimes you may feel like there's a whole bunch of stuff in my mouth. We're not talking food, we're talking the prosthetic. You're like, oh my gosh, because it's taking up some room and you're swollen. as the swelling went down and as your brain started recognizing the prosthesis in your mouth and you started learning the distance, because it's a totally new distance.
Yes.
Some people talk about you have so many teeth in your mouth. Most of us didn't even have this many when we went in to get these teeth. So
absolutely.
We have way more than what we even had before. And in the big scheme of things, what we actually even need. I've never had any issue. I've had my teeth for 980 days. So
congratulations.
Thank you very much. And I've never had any issues with anything from the day I started to whatever. I could tear it up.
All right.
So, and I'm a steak guy. Speaking of steak, Sandy, look what I got for you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. How beautiful.
And just the way you like it. So, being from Texas, I'm a big fan of breakfast.
Oh, yes.
And what do you have with breakfast in Texas?
Eggs.
And steak.
You bet.
Whether it's chicken fried steak, whether it's ribeye.
Oh, my gosh. How beautiful.
So, you're past your four-month time. Am I correct on saying that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How's that look to you?
Oh, my stomach's going, are your teeth working yet?
And people always ask. They want to know, when can I eat this? What can I eat? How's it feel? Does it feel different? You know, does it feel fake? That's a big question I see. Because like I told you before, there was nobody there to answer those kinds of questions. And Nuvia has went even further, and they have social media pages such as the Smile Makers Club and things like that. You can call your center anytime you want, and they got tons of information for you in case you forget to ask those questions. But the biggest question I see is, what's it feel like to eat the steak? Can you eat that steak?
Absolutely.
Take a bite of that for everybody watching this, Sandy, and let them see.
Oh. Now, y'all try not to be too jealous, because, boy, this is juicy. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my, how beautiful. Oh, perfectly cooked.
Sandy, that looks fantastic.
Watch out now. Here it comes.
So, Sandy, how's it taste?
Awesome. Oh, my gosh.
How's it feel in your mouth?
Natural.
With your teeth?
Yes.
So, and you don't have any problem negotiating it?
None whatsoever.
So, you know, you realize why you wait 4 months before you do the steak?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, whenever your implants are put in, they're put in like this. Mm-hmm. And soft food, you do this.
Correct.
When you do steak, you have to move like this.
Correct.
Which pushes on the implant. So, you want it to be fully seated.
Absolutely.
And it's worth it.
Oh, yes, it was. So
what, worth waiting 4 months.
Yes, sir.
Oh. So, that's awesome. I bet it tastes amazing. I'm going to dig into it here in just a little bit.
Good.
So, is this the first steak you've had?
Yes.
Were you a little nervous?
Not really.
Not really?
No, because things have gone so smoothly and so easily, and the information I had made me ready for it.
And obviously, Sandy, you're a proper Texas lady.
Yes, sir.
And I noticed, though, when you cut the steak, you still cut it into little pieces.
Old habits die hard.
They probably do. But obviously, your teeth took care of it.
Absolutely. Without a problem one.
Awesome. That is awesome. So, and these are things that people want to know. They want to know what they can eat, when they can eat it, if it feels natural, if it feels funny, if it feels fake, if they're going to have any issues with it. And today, obviously,
none.
You had zero. So, from the time you got it done, remember you got those teeth in 24 hours?
Yes, sir.
24 hours.
I know. Okay? Amazing.
To today, how has your overall eating experience changed since now we're up past the four-month part? But from day one, going through all of it, the emotions, the whole bit, how has it all changed?
100%. I have my own business, and I have to network, which means now I have to go to luncheons and breakfasts with possibly
clients. Because people like to eat.
Yes.
They love to eat.
That's part of the networking group. You got to have a meal. So now I can sit down with people and eat and feel confident again. I can sit down. I had Thanksgiving with my family for the first time in a couple of years because things were so bad before that I was embarrassed to go. So this year I was proud and glad to sit down, and I showed everyone my beautiful new smile, and I ate a wonderful meal that I would not have been able to eat a year ago. I have got my confidence back as a businesswoman, as a person, to be able to look you in the eye and talk to you and not duck my head and lower my lips so you couldn't see my teeth. Now I raise my head and I speak to you eye to eye with a great big smile on my face. Life is good. Life is better. I'm 18 years old again, looking at the world for the first time again, and I feel wonderful. And I'm so grateful. This has been the most wonderful, wonderful thing in my life. Absolutely. And all I have left is to enjoy the rest of my days. And I'm happy.
Because it makes a big difference, huh?
It makes a huge difference.
You would never think going and getting dental implants in less than 24 hours would make that big of a difference in your life.
That is so true. That is so true.
Because you've conditioned yourself all that time to live with what you had.
That's it.
You know, nothing's going to change. This is what the hand I got dealt with.
That's it.
You know, what am I going to do?
And just a smile lightens your heart, brightens your soul, puts a twinkle in your eye.
Also, it brightens your heart, but it's also good for your heart.
Absolutely. I have lost weight simply because I'm now actually eating things that are good for me.
Not because you can't eat, but because you're eating good things.
Yes. Where that in the past you ate soft things and junk food because
junk
it
food.
Was easy
yes.
to chew and to swallow. And now I can eat regular food and lose weight naturally without even not even trying a diet by just eating the right kinds of foods thanks to my new teeth. It's wonderful.
And obviously it's better for your body.
Absolutely.
You know? So the way you process it and break it down and what you're eating. And with an investment in these, you want to live as long as possible.
Hey, there'll be a smile when I'm 190.
You know what, Sandy, though? Like you, I'm from Texas. We do have the snacks here. But I'm a steak guy. So, Sandy, here's the real deal.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Oh, look at it. Awesome.
They're right there, Sandy.
That's the way to do it. That's the way the real Texan does it.
No small bites, a big bite of this steak with these teeth. That's how it works, Sandy. That's how you know you made the right choice when it comes to your dental implant solutions. And I'm proud of you. So make sure to get that dental implant cost guide in the description below so you don't have to eat it like I am, but so you can enjoy a steak like this. Let's show them, Sandy. Right there, people, right there. That's what I'm talking about.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.